Message number 750. God the Father, I, your beloved Father, have set the day for the warning at last. Only I know of this date. Monday, April 1, 2013 at 05:22 p.m. My dearest daughter, the sacrifices made by me, your beloved Father, on behalf of humanity are coming to an end. Every attempt has been made because of my pure love for my children to save them from the evil of sin. In these times, the final battle to save all my children of every creed and race is now in the final stages. Who amongst you will stand up for the truth when it has been given to you for so long? Who amongst you will accept my holy word as it is presented to you in my book of truth today? Those of you who scream at my prophet will be silenced so that my children will be able to hear the sweet voice of my beloved Son as it draws souls into the safe haven to prepare them for the new paradise on earth. I call on all of my children, the strong, the weak, the vulnerable, the ignorant, and those stuffed with pride who think that they know the truth of the prophecies promised by me over the centuries, to respond to this call from my heavenly kingdom. I, your beloved Father, have set the day for the warning at last. Only I know of this date. Only I know the date of the great day when my Son will return to claim the kingdom I promised him. The day of the warning given to you as a great gift will divide humanity into two halves. The first half will accept my Son's great mercy. The other half will hide and run. They will believe that they will have the power to withstand God's intervention to save them. What they do not know is that I will pursue them right up to the last day to save them from the final horror from which there is no return. My children, do not fear me. It is because of my love for you that I have permitted the final persecution, when evil will make itself known in a way like never before. All Christian churches will be knocked down in spirit. Some will be demolished. The Catholic Church above all others will suffer the most, as it will now be contaminated from within its core. This disease will be vicious, but the Church founded by my Son on earth will survive this evil, although much of it will be outside of Rome because the seat of Peter has been desecrated. Rise up, all of you who swear allegiance to my Son. Stay together and pray that the infestation will not devour those souls who have given their lives up for my Son. Oh, how they will be tempted by the new laws which they will believe are dictated by heaven through the seat of Rome. How their hearts will heave with sorrow when disorder erupts. How they will weep when those sacred servants in their hundreds of thousands will be excommunicated. Only then will they hold out their arms and call on my Son to guide them. My divinity will cover the world and gather all my children into my Son's kingdom. You must await this call and accept with grateful hearts these gifts given to you as the weapons you need to fight against the wickedness which will cover the earth in darkness. The meek and humble of heart who love me their Father, and those who accept the divinity of my only begotten Son Jesus Christ, will be gathered first. They whose names are in the book of the living will be called and will reign as leaders along with the saints amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. Those of you with lukewarm souls will then be enlightened, and your burden will be heavier. It will be through your prayers that the others, those who hide from me, will be taken under the roof of my protection. The beast who cowers before me will not win the souls of those children of mine that easily. Every act of mercy, every miracle, and every intervention will be granted by me for the sake of my children. Those who stand before me and my children will suffer a terrible chastisement. Although I love all of my children, I will not hesitate to stop those amongst them who, if I allowed them, would take away my kingdom, which I will fill with all my family. Be wary of my anger. For although it is contained and my patience is great, I will cast upon the earth a great affliction, even if it means destroying much of it. Like a disease which devours the human body, so too will the evil deeds of man against their brother destroy the healthy cells. If this disease is not stopped, and if I do not cut out and cast away the diseased flesh, I cannot make the body whole again. It will only be the whole healthy body of my son's church on earth that can come to the door of my new kingdom on earth. Those who have removed themselves from the temptation of rejecting my son will find it easier to be made worthy to join as one body in union with my son. They will be given eternal life, and pain will be no more. Your beloved Father.